Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are getting an update from US Gold Corp, traded on the NASDAQ under the symbol USAU. I am chatting with the founder, Ed Carr. Now, Ed, let's start off by following up on a news release that came out last week, April 7th. It focuses on the Maggie Creek project. This is in the Carlin Gold Belt in Nevada. This is one of a few exploration projects that the company, as I understand, will be moving forward this year with some drill programs. The news outlines some new targets for the start of drilling. Update us, please, on what the strategy is going to be at Maggie Creek. As I understand it, this is going to be the first time this project is drill tested.
Yeah, that's exactly right, Corey, and thanks so much for having me on. So we're very excited about our Maggie Creek exploration project. As you pointed out, located on the Carlin Gold Trend, world famous trend. And when you look at our position, where our claims are, people can see this very clearly on the press release or just go to our website and look at some of those images. We are literally right next door to Newmont's massive gold quarry mine. So that's a 26 million ounce monster. We can see the gold quarry mine and all the operations right from this drill site. So we're really excited. You know, Ken Coleman, our chief geologist, he has a lot of experience in Nevada. Last year, we did a district-wide gravity survey, bunch of geophysic interpretation on the Maggie Creek property. We've looked at all of the historic drill holes, have had some of the top consultants out there analyzing, you know, prior drilling and coming up with these new targets. So Ken Coleman has put this together. We have actually deployed the drill rig out to site. And as of today, we are drilling. So we're drilling away on the target. You know, we're probably going to drill two holes, 5,000 feet or so, looking for, you know, world-class discovery. This will be not on surface. You know, we're going for one of these potentially deeper, big sulfide targets, and we would love to come with a major discovery.
Yeah, fair enough. Well, in two holes, this is really just your first pass on it, right? But you talked about what you're looking for here, a deeper target. Take us through a bit more why you think that's a possibility, obviously related to that gold quarry mine.
Yeah, it's a good point. You know, a lot of the at surface, let's just call it easy picking targets on the Carlin Trend over the last 20, 30 years have been found either through surface samples or, you know, shallow drilling. And you look at a lot of the discoveries that have come out recently in the last decade or so, they're definitely deeper. And that's the future of Nevada mining. You know, these deeper, high-grade discoveries, pretty big grade in sulfides that are down undercover. So the only way you can really determine if you've got a major world-class deposit there is to go test it with the drill rig. And you can do a lot of geophysics. You can do, you know, soil geochemistry and sampling and interpretation and look at all the historic drilling. But you really got to go out there and drill. And as you pointed out, this is just a first pass. So we're going to drill these two holes, look at the core. Obviously, we'd be tickled pink if we came with a major world-class discovery. But every drill hole that an exploration company puts in the ground, Corey, as you know, it gives the geologist additional information. So a lot of real good signs as to where we should go next.
And that's what's going to be important here, right? Analyzing these drill holes and understanding where you could go next. Are you able to follow up then this summer after you get these results back? Do you have enough cash in the bank? And do you have the program set aside where you can allocate some time and a further drill to this project?
Yeah, we definitely do. We've got a good, robust cash balance in the bank right now, just under $15 million U.S. dollars in cash. You know, no debt in the company, so in good financial shape there. We've got the drill rigs available. We've got the permits in place, you know, have put forward our reclamation bonds. So all systems go. You know, we definitely plan to follow up, especially depending on the results. You know, if we get some really good results, we want to get right on this as fast as we can because we think Maggie Creek has tremendous potential.
All right, let's talk about another of the exploration projects. That's the Keystone Project, also in Nevada along the Cortez Trend. Last time we chatted, you mentioned that you are planning a program for this project, and this project is a bit more advanced than Maggie Creek. What are the plans for this year?
Yeah, we definitely plan to have a nice program out of Keystone this year. And the reason that we started with Maggie Creek first is that Maggie Creek is it's flat terrain. Keystone is mountainous and at altitude. So Maggie Creek right now, Ken Coleman actually made a neat little video. I'd invite everyone to go to our Twitter page and look, or Facebook, you can see it. But it's all dry, it's scrub brush right now, no problem getting out there. Keystone currently, you know, in April 2021, we're still under a couple feet of snow. So we gotta let the project first melt and then dry out. We'll have to get a bulldozer out there and do a little, you know, road work and build our drill pads, and then ultimately get the drill rigs out there. We're very, very excited with the potential of Keystone. As you mentioned, it's a more advanced project for us. We've been hard at work at it for the last 6 years. We think we are very, very close to discovery success. And probably, you know, we can get out there, I would think, mid-June and have a pretty robust exploration program at Keystone, because Ken Coleman is really chomping at the bit. You know, he thinks there are multiple world-class discoveries just awaiting for us.
And this year you're actually looking for those discoveries, because you even made the comment that you have been on this project for a number of years now, 5 years. So is it all building up to this year's program?
Yeah, it really is. And exploration is always an iterative process. You know, it takes time. When we first acquired the Keystone District, you know, the first part of the exploration process was just claim consolidation, getting the entire district locked up. So we did that. Then we had to map the entire district. This is the first time one company has controlled this entire Keystone District. The claims were with multiple different companies in the past, and no one looked at this from an exploration from a district scale. So we mapped the entire district. We actually sponsored a master's thesis student to scientifically age date the intrusives. So we know now they're the exact same age, probably the same system as Cortez Hills to our north. We then, after that, did a lot of geophysics, gravity survey, IP, et cetera, soil samples, geochemistry, and then we did drilling. And we brought out a lot of drilling. In the beginning, it becomes what we call scout hole drilling. You just want to test, you know, do you have the right host rocks? These massive Carlin-type deposits, they are hosted in very specific limestone carbonates. So at Keystone, we've got some of the best upper plate, lower plate that Ken Coleman and our entire geological team has seen. We've got the critical, like Wenban Unit 5, incredible thick intercepts of the right host rocks all over the project. And I tell you, every single drill hole, Corey, has hit anomalous gold. So that's not economic, but it shows us the gold is in the system. You know, these big, massive intrusives, which were ancient volcanoes, when they erupted, they literally pushed the gold out to the host rocks. So what we want to do is drill into one of these high-grade feeder zones. And you look right in our neighborhood, you know, just to the north of us, Gold Rush, big, massive new deposit Barrick's putting into production right now. And they've also got new discoveries like 4 Mile, ET Blue. So it's a very prolific area. And we think we're really, really close to vectoring in onto discovery success.
All right. Let's also talk about the CK Gold property. This is in Wyoming. This is by far your most de-risked project. It already has an almost 2 million ounce gold equivalent resource. And from, again, our last conversation, we discussed the pre-feasibility study that is still scheduled for this year. Give us a little update here, Ed, on how that's progressing, when you think that might be out.
Yeah, everything's progressing very, very well with our march towards the pre-feasibility study. We think we're going to have the full document out probably by June of this year, so just in the next couple of months. And the project is led by George B., our president and CEO. And I think, you know, Corey, his background and reputation. You know, George B. is one of the mining industry's foremost professionals, 40-year career, 16 of those with Barrick as a senior executive. George was the mine manager for Goldstrike, the mine in Nevada that basically made Barrick what it is. He's put some of the biggest projects on this planet into production. So very, very capable, very accomplished. George knows it's a very robust project. We do have a historic PEA on it, and we're optimizing that PEA right now. One of the exciting things is we're going to increase the overall throughput, and we're targeting over 100,000 ounce gold equivalent production profile. So Copper King, as you pointed out, you know, it's a gold copper project. But getting over that 100,000 ounce production profile, we think will be a real game changer for the entire industry. And this is a pretty easy project. Comes right up to surface, has a very low strip ratio, has a great high-grade core. We put out the press releases on some of those intercepts back in December. You know, we hit a drill hole from surface down to 257 feet of 5.7 grams per ton gold equivalent. That's a nice drill hole. So this is a great project. It's on all state of Wyoming ground. It's got a lot of upside expansion potential, and we're very confident we're going to have a really robust PFS.
Now, what are you targeting in that PFS in terms of production guidance?
Yeah, it's a little early to say, but I think we'll be looking, you know, something hopefully 100,000 ounce gold equivalent per year production profile. Probably 12,000 to 15,000 tons a day production profile. We will be producing a gold copper concentrate by flotation, most likely with a gravity circuit. The deposit is real easy, you know, simple geology, simple clean mineralogy. It'll be an open pit. CapEx is very, very reasonable. The PEA had an estimate of $113 million. That will obviously increase a little bit, but I think it comes in, you know, still well under $200 million. So a very, very manageable project in a great jurisdiction of Wyoming.
Talk about too some of the other metals that could also be included in this pre-feasibility, because there is still some silver and zinc that was not factored in during that PEA.
Yeah, that's a good point. That's exactly right. You know, the PEA economics only included gold and copper. And we certainly know we have silver in the deposit. We've had some drill holes that have given us some decent, you know, economic grades of silver. So we're very, very anxiously awaiting the numbers so we can get some credit, some economic credit for that silver. And we think it's going to flow right to the bottom line. Same thing with zinc. In addition, we put out a press release a couple weeks ago, Corey, talking about metallurgy. And we've done a really, really bang-up job on metallurgy, optimizing some of the metallurgical recoveries, specifically in our top oxidized zone from the PEA going into this PFS.
What are some of those improvements? Just catch everybody up on what the PEA showed and what some of the updated metallurgy showed.
Yeah, the PEA actually had pretty poor recoveries in the top oxidized zone. When they looked at recovering the copper, they were only getting about a 15% recovery, which is not that positive. And they were about 50% recovery on gold. So we've done a lot of work. One of our primary metallurgical consultants, John Wells, has been working with George B. and Kappas Cassidy out of Reno. We drilled several metallurgical holes, have built composites. They've been working on a number of different reagents. And right now, we've got that copper recovery in the top oxidized zone up to the 60% to 70% range. Same way with gold. So that's like a 500% increase in recoveries over the PEA. Pretty dramatic.
That's a huge improvement. Ed, wrap us up here with a little summary of what news flow is on tap, what investors can expect out of U.S. Gold Corp.
Look, over the next couple months, we're going to have a bunch of news flow. You know, continue to watch for more assays from drill results from the CK Gold project in Wyoming. As you guys know, the assay labs have been a little bit backed up, so we're still waiting on some assay results there. We'll be talking more just about overall project improvements. And then for us, a huge catalyst will be this pre-feasibility study coming out mid-June. In addition, we're drilling Maggie Creek right now. We would love to, you know, put a shot on goal there and score a goal, come with a discovery hole, you know, drilling this week to next week. Then those core will go to the assay labs probably, you know, realistically think 2 months or so until we've got assay results back for Maggie Creek. We'll be announcing our Keystone exploration plans for this summer of 2021. We'll also be announcing our Challis Gold project up in Idaho, the exploration plans there. We're trying to permit that right now. First need to get the permits. So a lot of news flow going forward and, you know, really, really exciting time for us.
All right, Ed, thank you for the update. It's a big year for you guys and some key catalysts coming up too, especially when it comes to the pre-feas at CK Gold and the drill program. Sounds like on at least three other projects. Ed, thank you for the update. If anybody has any follow-up questions, please email me, fleck@kereport.com, and I will follow up with Ed. Ed, have a great rest of your week.
You too. Thanks so much for having us.